About 90% of the domestic water supply returns to water sources as sewage flow, with significant pollution load. This is a major problem for urban water use, as the release of polluted sewage puts a burden on the same or downstream users. Domestic water supply is characterized by its physical, chemical, and biological quality. Physical and chemical water qualities are assessed in terms of suspended and dissolved matter, and they're often described in terms of temperature, pH, turbidity, and organic and inorganic contents, which include metals and nonmetals. Microbiological water qualities often described in terms of pathogenic microorganisms' content that includes bacteria, viruses, protozoa, and helminthes. In domestic sewage, the majority of pollutants come from toilet flushing and kitchen sinks. Wastewater from toilets is often called black water. Wastewater from the rest of indoor uses is relatively less polluted compared to black water and is commonly referred to as gray water. In the conventional sewer system, both black water and gray water are conveyed in a single pipe for treatment and disposal. Considering the relatively better water quality of gray water, urban water managers are increasingly trying to separate it from black water and reuse it for non-potable purposes. This is challenging with respect to three factors: infrastructure development, as in the installation of dual piping systems, regulations, and social acceptability of wastewater reuse. However, it can provide a significant resource for domestic and other sectors.